But now we learn to understand various models. The first model is an AIDA model, which is an acronym. It has a four content: attention, interest, desire, and action. It starts with the consumer's engagement with the advertisement. So the moment consumer engages with your advertisement, this four stage seems to have been triggered. So that's what one need to understand. Attention grabbing is an imperative to gaining the interest in the product. Product interest will not come unless consumer is not read your message or not paid an attention to your communication. Interest, of course, needs to be then established. Consumer will establish his interest only if he feels that this product or a service is giving him a desired solution. So that needs to be established by the sender of the communication. Post-interest, when the interest is established, consumer must desire. Now, interest is established. Consumers have recognized that he has found the solution. Now, the desire should trigger in him. You know, he should feel that now he cannot, you know, wait longer to get the solution for himself. And therefore, he should get into the desired action. Interest can be crafted through the product demo. So, while to interest aspect is, as you know, is a very critical. Awareness is not. Interest is a very critical. You have to craft it. Yeah. So you craft it through demonstration, providing comparativeness, providing live stream of some ongoing event, etc. Create the community, brand community, where a lot of things have been constantly happening. So interest needs to be really created. And persuasive message builds the interest. It constantly hammers you that you found the solution. Now grab the solution for yourself. So make customers take expected call to action. So after you take him through that interest and desire building has happened, they should take the action, which you should facilitate. You should also facilitate. Many consumer proactively take, but others needs to be pulled in into it. So therefore the discount, call out features, free trial or free testing, etc., you know, kind of thing. So toll free number for booking your test ride. All these are those now interest, beyond interest, you know, it is making consumer to take that final call. So I have taken the example of a Moo advertisement out here once again. Family melodramas, it is for the attention. We want to see what is happening. Having done that, that love and care kind of this thing that they have shown by the husband, it builds the interest among the individuals. Face with the relieving expression, that is wife's face is shown so relieving, so that builds the desire. Oh, if she is benefiting so much, why not I, you know? Even husband feels, yeah, my wife is having constant back pain, so why should not I, you know, propose Moo. And then the final punchline, aapke ghar mein kon rehta hai, kamar dard ya Moo. So that is a compelling action, aaj hi leke aaunga main, you know, that kind of a feeling comes into you. So that's the AIDA model. Second is the hierarchy of effect model. Okay, hierarchy of effect models are also, there are plenty. We are only understanding the basics of it. Please, friends, understand. And there are almost six variants to this, and under each variant, again, there are sub-variants, etc. We are not getting there as such. It's essentially the basics of hierarchy of effect models. Developed for, it is developed for and found to be effective in measuring the advertising effectiveness. This particular framework enables you to set your marketing communication in such a way that they are measurable. So beyond helping you to understand how consumers go through the purchase size sequence, it sets their measurable response advertising objectives. Highlight six steps between noticing an advertisement to the final product purchase. Consumers passes through this, you know, in a staged manner, known as a hierarchy. Therefore, it is known as a hierarchy, because the number of consumers moving through it, one stage to the next stage, gets reduced. Awareness, 90%. Okay. Interest created, maybe 70%. Inducement, and so then that may come down. So I would like to go back. Awareness, knowledge. So you created an awareness, but how many got the knowledge? How many got the liking? How many build a preference? How many are convinced? And how many finally purchase? This number will go down. This may be 90%, this may be coming to 60%, this may be coming to 40%, conviction may be only among 20%, and 5% may be purchasing it. So that's what you have to always remember, that this is a hierarchy in which the things move, and at every stage the number of prospects, number of people linked to your brand or the solution reduces. So if you have to understand, try this utmost that at every level you have a higher number. So therefore, this also, as I said, the measurable response, this itself becomes your measurable response. So you have to find out, as your brand is struggling on awareness, is it struggling on knowledge, struggling on liking? And then according, suppose if it is struggling on liking, if there is a huge fall, then you create more liking, you offer free trial, you create demonstrations all over and improve the liking quotient. So that's how the hierarchy of effect model works. It makes the consumer first aware, then he starts getting the knowledge. It provides a lot of knowledge to the consumers for his self-determination. It could be product information, it could be brand story, it could be usage information, it could be testimonials, many ways to provide the information proactively. Okay, later ensure that customers likes your product. You know, that's where you have to create essential that they disconnect from the competition. So what is required is, after information is being fed in, it should disconnect him from the competition and you should emerge as a preferred choice. Okay, this is possible by highlighting USPs and emotional connect, various benefits, or the right offer, so to say. The offers are there also at the launch stages. So it's not that a offer is every time unhealthy or derogatory. There are many launch offers being provided. So you see that any iPhones or any this thing when come, besides this thing, they also say that HDFC card will get 5,000 cashback, etc. These are all nothing but an offer. Or there is an exchange value being mentioned. So this is also a launch offer. So one need to really see that how this entire journey is facilitated by the marketing communication. After doing the initial stages, wherein you have literally engaged the consumers towards your brand, is to convince now. So convincing a customer is to enhance his desire to purchase. And that's where you take him. So test drive, sampling, etc., as I told you earlier, is a step in that direction. Finally, what is expected that consumer will buy your product. Advertiser does all this as he expects the consumers to finally buy. So advertiser has to get into doing all these things. While the marketing communication is on, they have to facilitate. There are tools, there are support, there are triggers which enables the consumers to not only develop desire into interest and interest into action, this thing, so that the offer for test ride, download and get your first order at 50% discounts. So all this thing is leading to the next stage in the hierarchy of his purchase. Only when he tests your product, only when he tries your product, only when you guarantee him that 14 days free trial, no questions asked, etc. That's where they will get into the taking a next step. So that's the power of hierarchy of effect model. Basic premise. What are the basic premise on which this model is built is that advertisement effects occur over a period of time. So it is not that from the awareness to liking to purchase you jump. It is a process which takes its own time. Advertising communication may not lead to the immediate behavioral change. Behavioral changes are difficult to happen. But a constant feed, effective feed, may enable him to change his behavior. A series of effects must occur. To facilitate this, you must create an opportunity that will create a series of effect on his mind. Effect may not be personally by him, but effects when communicated also can create that desired change. So testimonials are the way communicate. By others are benefiting, others have used my product. So you get into this thing, I also face this severe problem. Why don't I, take that next step? Okay, so therefore it's a series of effects that must occur or should be facilitated. And each step needs to be fulfilled. Each needs to be fulfilled sequentially. You are not expected to, under the hierarchy of your model, you are not expected to jump any stage. So you have to constantly build every stage. More consumers should come into that phase. Then only you can take him to the next phase. That's the essence or the basic premise of hierarchy of effect model. Now we move to what you call the third model under this thing, which is an innovation adaptation model. Refers to essentially a new product or an innovative product. How do you diffuse and make consumer buy your new product? So potential adopters. So there is always a potential adopter must be moved through the series. So there is always somebody who is always keen to have a new product or innovative product grabbed by him first. There also, these are the things that needs to be facilitated. So it is like create a high awareness. So for those potential early adopters, as you say, therefore, there is always a teaser ads and all which is coming in. So high interest, therefore high awareness and high interest is created. And when you launch it, he is ready to evaluate you. Even bloggers and their information that has been fed in even before your launch enables him to really evaluate you and be ready with his basic judgment. On launch, he gets a lot of other information from which his evolution for this, you know, his evaluation becomes very strong. He gets convinced about, therefore, he immediately moves into the trial and then finally he decides to have your product. So that's how innovation adaptation model moves in, wherein you have to determine who's a target audience and within the target audience, who are the early adopters. And those early adopters needs to be moved through this 5 phases so that the adoption rate increases. When that early adopter rate increases, all subsequent laggards and other target group customers also will start coming early to you. Okay. Marketing challenge is to make the people evaluate. Evaluation of the new product is always challenging. Therefore, marketer has to meet this challenge. So that how they do that? So encourage trial by demonstration. So provide a lot of demonstration touch points, free samplings, etc. And use this with minimal commitment. So actually you allow him to 14 days free trial. You know, that is what no return return after your 14 days trial, no questions asked. So those kind of a guaranteed, this thing will convey and encourage the consumer to try your product. So that's evaluation part, which is a make or break for an innovation adoption model for essentially the new product. It is facilitated by encouraging trial, providing sampling opportunity, demonstrations, points are more, and then guarantee the use and with minimal commitment. So that kind of approach will help. The fourth information processing model that we are going to study, it's a response hierarchy stages are almost similar to hierarchy of effect models, attention, comprehension, yielding, retention and behavior. So this is the one on the left hand side is about the information processing model. What has been mentioned on the right hand side is hierarchy of effect models wise what we have studied is awareness, knowledge, liking, then comes the preference, conviction and purchase. So I have grouped them for you. Awareness is attention is equal to awareness, comprehension is equal to knowledge, yielding is equal to liking, retention is a new factor, but the behavior that talks about is a sum total of preference, conviction and final purchase. So information processing model has its own 5 components, attention, comprehension, yielding, retention and behavior. I gave you the perspective comparatively so that your understanding becomes little better. Response hierarchy, so under the information processing model, response hierarchy stages are almost similar to the hierarchy of effect model. We have seen that retention is equal to receiver's ability to retain information that he accepts as a valid information. So information is fed into him a lot, but he has to accept information as a valid information. Thus, it is important that the promotional campaign should be designed to provide not only information, but can also create a retention in the mind of the consumer so that even his future decisions are influenced. So that's the essential model. So 4 models that has been presented to you gives you certain understanding about consumer response, which is nothing but processes as consisting of movement through a sequence. So consumers go through a certain hierarchy, certain sequential movement. Through that, he takes his final decision. Therefore, we need to understand these aspects. I have already briefed you earlier. So these critical aspects are clubbed under what you call a cognitive, that is a thinking stage, affective, which is a feeling stage, and a cognitive stage, which is a behavioral stage. Okay. So, okay, we are going to study this little more. So let me just touch base on this. A cognitive or a thinking stage, as we say. Here the mind builds a picture. So mind has to build a picture about you based on what brand is communicating or providing him. So brand has to be today in a digital world more proactive. You see that whatever questions you have are there on FAQs. You see whatever comparisons you want are there. You see that some testimony or some expert advice, again bloggers are there to give you. So information is an enabler for the consumer. Thus, marketers should develop a positive awareness and provide a lot of information and knowledge in the first place. That's a critical. It should cover what, Yane? You know, it should cover upfront the attributes, characteristics, benefits, utility, etc. to the prospective target group customers. So that's the cognitive part. If customer is able to think well, he will be able to build a positive cognitive state for your brand. Okay. The affective stage is, in this stage, the stimulus that mind has got, Yane, in terms of a proper information analysis, develops the feeling for a particular brand. So now I am in a favorable state of mind to your brand or the solution that your brand offers. Thus, marketer should develop in receiver feeling like desire, preference, and conviction. Desire, preference, or conviction. So that's the critical aspects. Now look at me, and I will give you a very simple example. Milk delivery app has also started. We were probably among the first batch of customers who took one of the milk delivery. I don't want to give a bad name. This is not the intention. Idea is to help you. We were the early adopters. We started using it. There were a lot of frustrating moments. We kept giving feedback, etc. We were moved in with certain offer. But as we saw, as the time was going by, they were coming out with more and more attractive offers. And that was not available to us. So whenever we call back, they say, you are an existing customer, not available to us. Okay. And the service was not improving while our feedback was there. So we discontinued at one point of time. Now at that time, the cognitive state was that these people are not getting enough customers. Their services may be poor. Therefore, they are coming out with the lucrative offers. So see how the mind plays. And therefore, my affective, this thing became not so friendly with that app and we discontinued. Okay. Now they again approach us repeatedly. A new offer, etc. So you see the power, the cognitive behavioral stage. In this stage, the consumer looks for the opportunity to convert, you know, his conviction into action. He's analyzed you well. He developed a positive feeling. He always has a need for this. And therefore, he has to finally take that call to action. So our marketer role is to facilitate, not allow consumers to remain only at an affective stage, but move him to the decision making. That is what he does through trial, purchase, adoption, free trial, a limited period offer, and those kind of things. So all four models that we have seen have more or less these three aspects common. I have shown you earlier also in a tabular manner. Cognitive development precedes affective, that is retention and reaction, and precedes the behavioral. Behavior is the final ultimate action that you expect. In short, consumers become aware of and knowledgeable about the brand, develops a feeling towards it, forms a desire or a preference, and then finally takes a purchase decision. So when his cognitive is positive, the affective that builds in, and if marketing is managing to change that affective to final decision making, he gets the new customer. So that's the power of hierarchy of effect model. We have evaluated four different hierarchy of effect models, and we have understood that they all have a three elements in common: cognitive, affective, and cognitive aspects to it. Okay. So now we come to what you call a digital marketing and communication. Digital marketing and communication. So that's a marketing communication overall. We have understood digital platform is changing the way we communicate. So what is digital marketing? So digital marketing, of course, encompasses all efforts using electronic device, World Wide Web, internet, mobile as an electronic device, laptop as an electronic device. Digital marketing is defined as a use of numerous digital tactics and channels to connect and engage with the consumer so that they spend more time with your brand online. So that's the power, how you connect, engage so that consumers spend more time with your brand. That's the online digital marketing communication. That's a challenge in itself, and that's a role also, so to say, besides leveraging digital channels, so various channels that you have, either World Wide Web or mobile or whatever, search engines, etc. There are other levers that you can use, which is SEO, as they say. If you do that, your searchability improves. Social media is a distinct platform that connects masses with you. Okay, email is a personalized direct communication. facilitates the mass awareness, etc., and enables consumers to find a lot about your company, etc. So that whole thing makes a platform called digital communication. And marketing there, it is to engage consumer and take them through that hierarchy of effects model. So generating interest by very, 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 very attractive video films showing feature benefits or testimony by users or brand ambassador promoting. So doing all this, they try to keep an engagement with you, which finally desires and gets into the action mode. Why do you need a digital communication in the first place? So digital marketing communication can occur electronically, online, anytime. Okay, it has an endless possibility for the brand. So it has created innumerable further media vehicles. You can be on, you can have your own app, you can send email, you can be on social media. So many other things. Okay, has so many options, blogs, vlogs, etc. As you see, it allows you to therefore build a strategies, you know, for each and integrate them for a creating a one strong impact. Okay, we will be studying IMC a little later. This also has an impact on shifting behavior. So what you see, you believe it. So they, or what you hear, you accept, kind of thing. So bloggers and all try to make you believe, the videos and all make you feel, accept what is shown is the right, this thing. Budget, of course, is assigned more and more. Budget is flexibleness of the budget is more important aspect of digital marketing. You have a power to change anytime because real-time data is being fed to you. If you see that certain channel, certain medium is not creating impact, you can withdraw that money, save that money and utilize where it is creating an effect. Online analytics, dashboards, etc. gives you complete perspective about return on investment, whether it is materializing or not, when you compare with the business generated. So after understanding what is digital marketing communication, let's understand the purpose for which it can be used. Friends, as you can see, it may not be very, very different than the earlier awareness, interest, desire, and action, but two more aspects gets added, which is a traffic management and big data, a big database understanding that you require to have. Traffic management is all about getting more people to come to you. That's what is a traffic management, website hit, how many likes, how many people have viewed your videos, etc., how many forwards, etc. So this is all what you call a traffic management. And traffic management is then you have assisted by big data. Big data is all about understanding the buying behavior of the consumer. So when consumer visits your website, is he looked for the information, has he looked your offer, you will come to know all this thing by the pages that is visited, which are the page people stay less, which are the page people stay more. Vis-a-vis your offers, how many have really utilized and all, whether they have seen it and moved away, and various, there are those real-time data, feed is available. Now, feed being available is not everything. Later on, you have to work upon it to understand, is there a consumer behavior, buying behavior trend that you can spot for or against you? If it is against, you need to rechange favorably towards you. If it is favorable, you need to leverage it, as you say. So that's the two aspects really distinguishes it vis-a-vis the other media communication. Okay, now we come to understand a very important subject of integrated marketing communication. So far we have understood marketing communication and we have understood different elements and all were explained to you also separately with the salient aspects about it. So be it publicity, be it advertising, sales promotion, personal selling. But think of a scenario. If all these things talk different story, being floated by different people, marketing floats the communication for the company, sales floats the communication for the company, zonal manager floats the, zonal office communicates the message, regional manager floats the message, and they all talk different. So amount is spent, all talking different language, will it lead to an impact? So that is what is this advertisement is being shown to you for that purpose. You can see out here, SK Bearings, a leader in the bearing community manufacturing, etc. They were coming out with a new innovative product called energy efficient bearing. Now at the same time, dealer, this is one of the dealer advertisement. Dealers, not only him, the other dealers across the country, we're talking different communication. This guy is offering a complete perspective on the product range. Others was talking about some offer. Third was talking about some, you know, other services, etc. Some was talking about promotion. So now look at it. In the countrywide, while SKF Bearing through a select media is communicating this, dealers are communicating something different. So will it lead to a, this such uncoordinated, inconsistent communication will create an impact? Probably not as required is. So understanding IMC better, what you need to know is a, it's an integration of a various marketing communication channel to harmonize in such a way that one message is delivered using different media elements or a channel impactfully. Impactfully is a one word. So you use, you have a freedom to use, but what you have to do is this media channel, media vehicle that you use, etc. But they communicate, all communicate the same story. That is what I have mentioned. And create that impact. Question is, how will then the sales guy objective served? How will then the marketing guy objective served, etc.? That's where the challenge is. You have to integrate everybody's objective in such a way that you create a strong reason, strong message, which is consistently delivering same communication. And that same communication when reaches the consumers again and again, so your effort on frequency, etc. goes down. The amount that you spend on frequency, etc. goes down instead of everybody talking different side. Okay. So that's the power you have to understand. Here is a pictorial representation wherein it is very nicely shown. Media channels can be different, but the shell is acting as mutter, you know, the mutter shell is acting as a shell, and which is integrating the all media channels. So that's what is integrated marketing communication, unified companies, unified message using different media channel, delivered in such a way with the very unique, with the very common objective being set, driving the persuasion and call to action, generating the desired call to action. So that's what is pictorially represented out here. As a channel, you may use many things, you know, online, cross media marketing, social, mobile, all this thing. But instead of they all talk something different every time, they should integrate their communication, and each can then facilitate one of the aspects. While the newspaper advertisement, etc., can be for the mass appeal, promotion can be directed at getting the initial early leads, etc. Online storefront again lure with the information and the purchase convenience that is offered, etc. Social media is for building the community messaging, you know, social word of mouth and all. So, but they all will communicate more or less the same message with the clear different objective aligned with the main marketing communication objective. Now again, you will say, I have still not answered how will the sales objective will serve the marketing. So that is what is the challenge. It is put up here is that building strong unified awareness and delivery of the same message is a challenge. Sales promotion is of course used. It's not that the sales promotion cannot be used. Direct mail also provides. So this is what is an integrated approach we are trying to show. Advertising for building awareness, sales promotions to generate inquiry, direct mail to get you the product information, knowledge, or a direct offer, you know, which is an exclusive offer to get you also buy. Personal selling to complete the transactions, last mile information or discussion you want. There are personal selling avenues also available. That's where IMC brings a synergy that this different media offer you, your resources on ground, etc., and mix it to create that desired impact by generating higher number of inquiries and the sale. So under IMC, unified message has more impact. As we all know that constantly if we something hear, it really changes our perceptions also, and it breaks through the clutter. So clutter is the biggest enemy we have seen, the noise. So it helps you to break through the clutter. Okay. So thousands of messages are going around, he's talking different things, while your message will stand out because it is delivering the same story. However, IMC has a limitation on creativity, which other media may offer, but because you have to integrate and communicate the same, you have to follow certain alignments. So that is the only limitation. You need different promotional mix to do the specific task. So yes, to create an awareness is an advertisement, but to get more call to action, it may be the promotion, or it may be the online, or it may be the social media. So for a different micro objective, which is aligned to the main marketing objective, you will have to use different media. So can IMC be achieved using only one media? Answer more or less moves towards no. You will have to have more than one media to integrate in such a way that main media creates awareness, the other media creates those micro objective basic specific action. All will lead to finally the fulfilling of the main marketing objective. Okay, so the speed of response is lower, ownership and responsibility trap also is there. Because the IMC, this thing is do not directly enable sales or do not directly enable the ground level people, etc. The ownership is less and it is more or less falls upon the marketing, so to say. But that's an organization alignment. We are not here to discuss that challenge as such. Let's have few challenges understood about the marketing communication. It also covers essentially IMC related unification of the problem definition. Now, earlier, if sale is, had a freedom to communicate, he has one problem for which he communicates. Marketing communicates what he wants to communicate. But when all have to come together, they will have to forget the differences and create one single problem definition. It is looking difficult, not as difficult. Sales will talk about how will I get more lead. Marketing say, okay, I will get you the more lead. No? I will first create high awareness. I will provide the call to action. This call to action will lead to some filtering and I will give you a qualified leads. So that is possible, but that mental unification is first needed. Common goal, then you derive what is trade-off for what common goal that needs to be determined. So when you come to one conclusion, now the person after understanding IMC, if the sales guy also learned IMC and marketing also learned IMC, then they will not talk about more sales volume, they will not talk about more numbers, etc. They will talk about more leads and more sales will say more qualified leads. Marketing will say, yes, I will get more leads, we will have a mechanism to qualify it and pass it on to you. So now you see the unification is happening. Weightage, Janil. So weightage to various, how much weightage to advertising, to the social media, to online, that is of course also another challenge. Unifying multiple consumer touch points. Today consumer is not bound by only one media. I do read newspaper in the morning while having a breakfast. I still have a habit of starting a live news or say live channel. So then I get into my car and while going to office, I scan through WhatsApp and whatnot, etc. Going to office, then we get into have certain channels on of the news. So we keep checking. In my mobile, there are various RSS feeds. So you see like so many touch points that I am connected with and merging technology. Technology is now providing a power to connect each other better. So you drive the traffic. So be it you are on Insta, be it you are on Facebook, be it your advertisement, etc. All if can get one purpose clear, one objective, then you can drive through them. So they can all take you to one microsite. Microsite is a lot of information and ordering process, etc. in place, or downloading as an objective so that people only do the downloading and downloading app ke baad, whatever that they have to do, they know it. And then your offers and all are linked well in the downloaded app so that if he's making a first order, what you have promised that on first order get 50% off, that will be automatically passed on. So merging technology enables automation, enables synchronization. All that is a MarkTech, that is known as a marketing technology, MarkTech. There's a different science that you need to get a basic information on your own. Okay. Unification of problem definitions. Okay, I have earlier explained to you, so very essentially, different markets may have different problems and the challenges. So penetration may be at one end, defending at the other end, development of the market at the third end. So how do you unify? Fructifying results using IMC is possible only if the unified problem definition can be evolved. Meeting all these three, can you still evolve a unified problem? Separate focus may need some additional budget, so additional task that has to be weaved into IMC. That means the splitting of your budget, but yet still remaining in IMC focus is fruitful. Okay. Common objective, common goal, IMC stands for the unified communication. As I said, one communication from the company. So, therefore, you require other functions to give up or say collaborate with the marketing to derive that common goal. Common goal, if it is found, ke bhai, from this everybody's other purpose are served, then that will lead to marketing getting an edge and getting a clear direction. And then they pursue that direction oriented, common goal oriented development of a marketing communication. Setting weightage. Weightage is nothing but where you want to invest more money. But real time issues are data and all allows you a bit of a flexibility. However, the problem of setting weightage gets compounded if common goals are not set, or you have to have an additional loop which is to a specific marketing objective or a marketing need. Then there may be some issue of weightage setting which may lead to certain impact on ROI. Multiple consumer touch points. I have already said, I am giving my example itself. I move through so many touch points today. So are you present on them? Are you present on the most preferred touch points? And not only more preferred, other, because then that will create a frequency on me. That will help me to remember you when needed. Unaided recall will come. Merging technologies, multiple touch points. So there are QR codes, RFIDs, various apps, GPS navigations, bots, etc. There are merging technology, as I told you, beyond what I earlier explained. MarkTech is a science that you need to understanding. So data is collected by all these touch points. When you visit that touch points, data is collected in real time. How many impressions? The moment you are scrolling through Insta, if your ad has appeared, it will show it as being scrolled, you know, impression. It will count as one impression. Okay. So all this thing leading to huge data being generated in real time. Now this data has to be churned. Data has to be analyzed to understand my buying behavior. Okay. What are the apprehensions? What are the limitations? What are the obstacles that I face in my behavior? And then you correct that through using a technology. So friends, we have completed this very important chapter. I'm sure I gave you a complete perspective about various elements of a marketing communication, including we last learned about IMC, that is an integrating way of putting your marketing communication using different media elements and channels, etc. Thank you.